Hello, and welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Natasha here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hi, I'm good. How's it going? I'm sorry, I'm staring at my face. I don't stare at my face often.
Your beautiful
Oh,
face
please.
and pixie do, I love.
Oh my gosh. No. You have
No,
to
I
have like
love.
a you have to have a certain face for it. And I
I
sometimes
think
if
you do, though. You
No,
don't
when
think you
I'm
do?
if I'm smaller, then it's fine, then I'm not mad. But I this
And
winter
you
is
feel it in
kicking
your
it.
face?
First, I
Yeah.
know I'm losing weight when my face gets like narrow because I have like these cheekbones, you know, like a dinosaur cheekbones. So when my face is rounder, that's when I know I'm like, you know, yeah. But I like a nice round face. Some people have a round face and they're super thin, you know, but for me, it's like the opposite. What are we even talking about? How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. I feel like a lot is going on and nothing's going on at the same time. Do you ever feel
I
like
know.
that? Like a lot and nothing at the same time.
It's a bowl of nothing. Can I tell you what the weather's like today? Just
Yes.
I think consecutively for 72 days it's been raining. It is, people are just downtrodden and sad, and I have to constantly say it. Germans need credit, especially where I live here in Hamburg. They need credit for getting up and going to work every day in the morning. It is depressing and gloomy, and you have to force yourself to do things. And so, like any party, any outing, or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm like, let me just go because if I get in this practice of like not going and staying home, I'm going to be miserable looking out this window. So I'm trying to be more social. So that's working out just great.
Good. I agree. Like here it's been dreary, although we have a week of sunshine coming up, not to brag. But yeah, because I control the weather. But no, I don't know how you do it. And it's interesting because you sent me an article on seasonal affective disorder, which I found in interesting. But I wonder if the rates are higher, and I should know the data on this. I don't. If the rates are higher in countries like Germany. But it's interesting if you don't know a difference, like you came from the States, so you have experience with seasons. But if all you know is like Germany, I wonder if you get accustomed to it. Like, do you feel it as much?
I
Does the
feel like
rate.
every waking moment. I mean, we're from New York, so we're used to seasons, like you said. I mean, with everything going on, some seasons are more extreme than the other, and some are mild. You know, some winters are pretty mild. But anybody from like New England and stuff like that, we're just used to like winter, spring, summer, fall. The thing is, and Germany as a whole, they're used to seasons as well. But because I'm so far north, we just get this constant rain. That's the season here. It's rainy season, all the seasons. So even it's like, okay, so the holidays are over, whatever the case is. So now you just have this gloomy weather sitting on your face. And it just happens to be a little extra grayer, like gray, that's not a word, gray lately. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's not even real. And I'm like, I just get so down on myself when I see like much older people carrying on with their life and taking public transport like me, and I'm like, how are they doing it? I'm ashamed.
No, but you've been doing a lot. You've been busy. So this is the first time we've spoken in like we'll send like recording, not recordings, like voice messages, I guess, right? And text. So like we're in contact, but actually speaking directly, this is the first time in a minute. And you've been busy. You've been going out. So even though you don't feel like it's like that's what they say, like act in spite of how you feel, like force yourself to go out and it'll help. So like I give you props because I'm in jammies by like 7:30.
Yeah, it's difficult. There's nothing inspiring about this weather. And like, believe me, when the weather is looking really nice, we have those like spots of sunlight. I am out there because I have to
Yeah, you
be.
take advantage. Yeah, good.
Oh my gosh. And the amount of vitamin D that I'm taking, I don't even know if I'm like ODing on vitamin D, but I have to. I'm melanated like that, as you are too. I'm melanated and like I need vitamin D or I'll go into a state of like malfunction, you know, like I won't feel well. I won't feel right. So I have to take my supplements And I'm just looking around like, how, I don't know how people do it. And I've had seasonal affective disorder in New York, undiagnosed, of course. I diagnosed myself for everything. But I know I have it. Who doesn't, you
Right.
know? So it's interesting. I met someone recently. They're from Alaska, and we're talking about like the weather over there. And they were saying like during like the winter solstice on the 21st of December, how they get 40 minutes of sunlight. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. And then we start talking about the alcohol rates, the drug rates, suicide rates. And I'm like, of course, of course. I think they go together. And places m even more north of here, like Norway, Denmark, all these kind of places, their alcohol is super expensive for that reason. You know, they spike up the prices because people sit there and drink all day because ain't nobody want to be out there. So I'm gonna stop complaining because I'm not that far north. And when this city is hot, the city is hot, and it's like you just have to get through the sun. I have to find somewhere to go that is warmer during this time. So once again, I was invited in a couple months to go to Spain with my
Yeah.
friends. And yeah, and I'm like, oh, I am nowhere ready to get in nobody's bathing suit. Okay. Nobody. No,
Stop.
they haven't made one for me for the way my the condition of my body. Who does this? My girl is bikini ready every day, all day, 365. And she's always like, let's jump in the pool. And I'm like, there's preparation and dedication on my end. Have you seen the weather? Like I've been eating mashed potatoes. Huh. Anyway, have you been?
I think you look great. I think, yeah, a trip to Spain is well deserved.
Got to live this life. But it's gonna be Party Central in the
Yeah.
USA. That is not the USA, sorry. That's another place. I do love the city in the summer. So anyway, how's your winter going? How's your whole
Good. We've been lucky as far as like snowfall. This week it's a little on the colder side today, but I think the rest of the week, I think we're even past 50 on Saturday, reaching 50 something on Saturday. So it's good. And the sun's out this week. So I think everyone's a little bit more motivated and happier. But it's so funny. I have so many clients that I see too that are just like, it's just dreary. I don't want to get out. I don't want to do anything. And I'm like, I feel you. Like, I know. So I think if it continues, we're lucky. So it looks like it's going to be a good week.
good. Yeah, I've been dealing with what I can over here. You're talking about dreary and not going out. Been talking to the parents and the kinfolk, and you
Yeah.
know, another thing that just fills me with guilt and dread is being over here and not being able to like jump on something when something happens back home, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it takes more planning and things like that. So I mean, I feel like it's a village, and I feel like I not to get too personal into like what's going on, but I don't know why people don't buddy up. I don't know if you get to a certain age and you are an empty nester or whatever the case is, and you're an empty nester, and you're why are you not pulling a Golden Girls? What is the
That's
problem?
interesting, yeah. Girl, I don't know. See, I've never lived with anyone, had a roommate dorm, so I don't know how I would do
Right,
later on
right.
in life, especially. I'd be more set in my way. Like, I don't know how I would do. But then I feel like it would be great to always have someone there.
It is like long story short, my mom had a thing, my mom's friend had a thing, and they buddied up together for a couple of weeks, and it was been like the best experience ever. And they're able to bounce off each other and talk to each other. It's like I think sometimes when you're like alone, you know, maybe you know you're tripping a little bit, your mind's playing tricks on you, and it's good to bounce off. Am I bugging? Like once in a while, having someone there, even if you don't like. You're not constantly in each other's faces, but you're just like, am I tripping? Am I bugging? Can you double check? It's a great thing. It's a really great thing because I think you need a sounding board from time to time, you know? I see a lot of seniors here who are like me, like you know, they don't have children and you know, like what I mean, there are a lot of very active people here considering the weather and everything. They keep themselves busy, but I'm like, what are they doing? Where are the social centers? Are there like centers? I can't. I don't know. I don't like solitude. I just like quiet. But it's interesting. Like I'm praying for all of us because these baby boomers are something else. That's all I'll say. They are something else. And there's gonna be like meetings soon. Like everybody in our like demo, we're gonna have to have like, meetings and talk about these baby boomers and what they're doing to us. They want it all. They want it all. They deserve it. Other than that, I'm cool. We're talking about like what I'm gonna do when I'm old here or wherever I end up. But I'm like, I was interested in Sofia Vergara. Sorry, so random. It's a random
I
thing,
was
but
sad. It's, you know, it's so funny. My dad, I think, was the first to tell me that, and I was like, oh, he's probably confusing her with someone. But
right.
he does love her. He's upset that she's not on America's Got Talent anymore.
She is.
Well, so then they must be replaying older episodes and it's labeled as new because we didn't follow the show from the beginning and Mel B is still on and he's like, they got rid of her. They got rid
Oh,
of
they
her.
did? Oh, Mel B's back on?
I don't know. It says new episodes, but I haven't been following it, so I don't know if it's actually repeats or not. But we used to watch it with Sofia Vergara, and he loves her.
Yeah.
And
I love her too. I do. I love
I
her.
know she's lovable. Yeah. But I was sad to hear that because it wasn't too, I mean, they hadn't been married for a long time, right?
Yeah, but it always bothered me. Their marriage
Yeah.
bothered me because I think he's a good 10 or 15 years younger than her.
Oh,
And
he
I
is.
already knew she had a son, named Malone. Wait, Malone? What's his name? From Scarface.
From Scarface?
What's his name from Scarface? She named him after him from Scarface.
Oh,
Not Al
really?
Pacino, but the guy who played his best friend, M
I'm
Manila,
gonna Google it
Manolo.
right now. I'm gonna schmoogle it.
God. Sofia Vergara's son. His name is Manolo Blahnik. No. His name is one of those things, but like I was worried for her. Do you remember years back when she was
Oh,
married to
Manolo,
Olivia?
you're right.
Okay.
Oh my
She
gosh,
named
she's
him.
beautiful.
She's beautiful. And her
Oh,
son
he's
is
so
like,
beautiful.
yeah, he's a grown up. Like he's a grown up, and she didn't want to have no babies with Joe. And I'm like, is it fair? Do you think it's fair for couples to enter into? I mean, it's their business, but did you not have a conversation? Look,
Thank you.
I'm a
I
certain.
see, this is what I don't understand. That and difference of religion. Like, how do you go into something not knowing? I don't know, but it happens. Like, to me, I would feel like, aren't those deal breakers? I've had many an experience where it's like religion, future goal, like all this stuff. But then I know people who are like, who've gotten married and then wait till, or not sure about the kids, and then somehow they come to an agreement, or not sure about religion, then somehow they come to an agreement. It's like, yeah, that has not been my experience.
I find that crazy. That and she, do you remember when she went through that ordeal with some boyfriend she had, that they had like embryos somewhere? Though I think they're still alive. I think they're still in some facility somewhere. She got some embryos. She didn't want it before, and I was like, okay, she didn't like the guy that she was with. She was over him, and she didn't. She wanted those embryos destroyed, and that's her right because this guy did her dirty, or I think, allegedly, I don't know. But I'm like, Joe Magdanello's. He's a dream. I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm old as dirt, but I'll do it. But I just felt like that's so sad. And that's they said that's why they ended their relationship. Y'all need to have a talk. I'm like, did you think the other person was gonna change? When he's young, he doesn't have his kid. You have your son, you did it. It was gonna have to come up again, you know?
And was that really the reason? Like, given, like, especially the backstory with that and it being so clear that she. Well, it wasn't clear that she didn't want kids, but like if she didn't want to keep those embryos with, well, the em well, she didn't want it with that particular person, right?
It gets complicated. This life is getting really complicated. And I'm glad that we have alternative means. We could freeze eggs, freeze embryos, but these kind of things get slippery and sloppy and all that. Even that girl, what that girl, even that girl, a
That
Sherry,
girl.
what that girl, you know that girl, Sherry Shepherd, she's paying
Yes.
for a baby. Oh, I just dropped something. Sorry. She's paying for a baby that's not biologically related to her, and she did not carry that child. And the
Yes,
paperwork
that's who I
and
was
the
thinking about first, and then I was like, oh no, I remember Sophie, the story with Sophia Gembrios.
I think that her case is like a case study. I think this is going to happen a lot more. I mean,
Probably.
women should go for their careers and should do what they need to do, and maybe families are going to be secondary to them. That's perfect and fine, but you're going to find yourself in situations like this where you may be the breadwinner, you may have the money, and this guy's like, I want to hold it down, I want to have a baby. And you're like, I'm at the top of my career. I get a surrogate, get another egg. I think that's what it was. I think that I don't even think the surrogate was the same egg as the you know what I'm saying? The
Right.
surrogate.
Sometimes it could just be like they could just carry the egg, but sometimes
Right.
it's their egg. Yeah.
There's like 17 people involved. It's crazy to me.
It's like a whole, yeah, the whole
That
focus group.
you know what I mean? It's kind of, I'm happy for the women who desperately want their families. They deserve it. They worked hard, they deserve it. But it becomes a little bit complicated. And I'm like, this is crazy. Now you got to do all this paperwork. There's got all this resentment. There's all this like drama and nonsense. And I mean, I don't know. It's not my position right now in life, so I can't be like a judge of it, but I just think it gets so complicated. I'm like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
But I'm not in that position. I've come to terms. I'm like, I'm not having kids. We're older. We're not doing that. So whatever. If a miracle comes, a miracle comes. But I'm not. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. What are your opinions? What do you think about that?
So I mean, I was sad to hear that they actually got divorced. But yeah, how do you not, but I guess it's there's like reasons that make their relationship different. Although I know people who were like on opposite ends of like religion and kids and then got married anyway and
Yikes.
then somehow made it work. But I guess like they're also wealthy. Like maybe, I don't know. Is it a different situation? How do you go into something? I would think that's a deal breaker.
Right,
But
right.
then again, Hollywood marriages, and when you have the me, like getting divorced for the average person is so much time and money and a burden and stress. And but maybe for someone who's like wealthy, it's a little different. You go into relationships with a little bit more flexibility. I don't know, hoping that they'll work out, but knowing that if they don't, like you can get out of it. I don't know, but yeah, for me, I never thought about that's an interesting question. I never thought about freezing eggs. Like I thought, okay, like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen naturally. And if it doesn't
Right.
happen, then it doesn't happen naturally.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I think more and more people, there's so many other means and stuff and alternatives for people to do. But yeah, it's interesting. Then what do you do like with her case? Like when you let's say you start the process with someone. And then it goes south.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot involved. There are like shots and doctor visits and all this kind of stuff. And it makes me upset. You know what makes me upset more than anything? And you'll get it too because you're super Catholic as I was raised as well. Like you're taught to be a good girl, you know, don't have sex before marriage, which we, you know, whatever. But if you came home pregnant in
Yeah.
certain cultures, you'd be like,
Forget
whatever.
it.
But I know there were so many teen pregnancies in my demo, my friend group. Their kids are older now, and that's done and behind them. And I'm not saying that they didn't struggle or anything like that, but they got good, bouncy, healthy babies. And now, like people who put other things first, it is such a hassle to make babies.
Yeah.
You know, and even the other downside is like old ass grandparents. Baby boomers are older grandparents than they've ever been before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't look old. If you think about your grandparents, they might look older than your parents at the same age. Did you see that or experience that? The time is stretching, but your age is your age, and they may not have the energy to do all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, is it better to wait or is it better? Go ahead, have a baby at 16, see what happens.
Right. That's interesting. And then I think like, right, or does having a baby, like if I were to have a baby in the next 5 years, would it also keep me young? I don't know. But like doing it on my own, I don't know. I would feel anxious knowing that somewhere, like, how can I guarantee that I have like eggs somewhere? And it's like my, you know, like, I don't know. If I don't know. I don't know that it's for me.
It's interesting. I mean, it's an option out there. I think holding the embryo is a lot more expensive, but the harvesting of the eggs, the process is expensive, but the refrigeration might be good. So it's like a it's a thought, but I'm like, wow, it's so cool. We're just entering a new realm of things, and I'm like, I'm glad the conversation's being had, because even if you're in your 20s, it's good to know that you have options ahead of you. And just be like, oh, I guess I have to do XYZ because, or whatever. So it's kind of interesting. So, but otherwise, how was your time apart from me? Were you sad?
It was sad. I know I missed the good morning, Hamburg,
I know.
our phone conversation.
I know you've been busy though. You had a lot going
Busy,
on.
but yeah, but that's always, there's always stuff to do. There's always crap to do.
Yeah, always crap, always crap. I don't know. I don't I don't know. I was always on my when I was working, always like I'm on the laptop, always doing stuff, and now that I'm not, I
I
find it
feel
so
like
much more.
you're busy doing stuff around the house, or
Yeah, I'm doing stuff, like I'm doing like housewife stuff, and which is cool and I love it, and
and
I
you go
look post.
out and you're active, you're exercising and stuff.
Well, I'm turning on the computer and I have to do things, and I'm like, huh? And there's like all these applications and all these like things. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so far behind. Like I have to really get on my grind and get things together, because I'm like, my gosh, I feel like my mom now, like learning like Excel or something. It's crazy. Like it's bananas. I'm like, where did the time go? These were apps and stuff that I thought I would always know. That's just because like I haven't been doing like desk work in such a long time, but I kind of miss it and I kind of don't. So that's where I'm at right now. But it's kind of cool. You're saying I was busy. I told you about the protest that I went to, right?
Yes, briefly. So, yeah, tell me, elaborate on that because I didn't hear the whole thing.
Apparently, and I am not that well versed on the situation, but the agricultural department of Germany or something, they're implementing some kind of stuff that are really gonna hurt the farmers all across the country. So they've been like doing mini protests and staging like sit-ins and stuff to protest whatever this. I'm gonna have to come back to you for that, but I know it's bad. And so that's one part of it. I had an appointment and I was leaving my house to take the train and head into the city. And the whole not highway, but the whole street was covered with like tractors, farmer tractors. Yeah, they were like bumper to bumper. And they were just parked there, and the people on the sides. And I was like, this is the coolest protest I've ever seen in my life. And like the size of them and the power of them. And I'm like, these people operate this stuff every day. We don't really think or care about our food as much as we should. And I think that's a shame, because these farmers are really hard, especially if you're a small farm. The amount of work, my husband's family has a farm. The
Oh, I
amount,
didn't know that.
yeah. Oh, I've sent you pictures of my time there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Bunch of cows, bunch of horses. Every morning is like, there's no cock-a-doodle-doo. They don't have a rooster, but it's like they don't have a rooster, but they have a lot of animals, and animals run away at night. Like people call each other, like, "Yo, I just saw one of your cows heading south." And then, like, everybody has to go get the cow, and like, really, you can't put a cow in a car. You got to
No.
guide him back home at four, you know what I mean? 4 in the morning. Like, that's a lot of work. And I just feel like we don't know enough about how our food is hitting our tables. And I'm so proud of them. But the protest that I went to, thousands and thousands of people came. And I was like, I felt so like, wow, it was like really overwhelming. I haven't been to a protest in a long time. So it's kind of cool to be a part of it. And I was really sad to see that when the farmers were protesting, that nobody from the Green came to see them. You would think the Green Party would be on your side or, you know, protest with you. It was really interesting that they were like, you'll be all right. So I thought that was interesting. That was their moment to shine. So I thought that was super, super interesting. But I'll keep you posted on that if you're interested. But it was kind of weird or kind of cool. So I'm kind of, I want to get more active here. And it's a better chance for me to hear and learn German as well. The signs are crazy. The signs are off the chains. The farmers one really hit home, because I'm like, this really affects us, what we eat and I don't want chemicals in our food, and I don't, give them what they need. So that's where I was at. So I think that's what I want to do for the year going forward, see more grassroots efforts and try to get involved with that and meet people like that. And so that's kind of cool. But so what are you doing activism work? You do activism work every day.
Not really. I
You're out
feel
here
like I'm
saving lives.
lacking that. I should,
Yeah.
right? I should be more involved with things. I should pick a cause. I mean, in the past I have been probably more healthcare, mental health stuff, but I would like to do more stuff like that. But yeah, I feel like near where you live, there's like protests very often. There's like a lot of efforts around like, is it the particular area that you're in?
Well, outside of Berlin, this is the second biggest city in the
Okay.
country.
Yeah.
So, and it's very like New York-y. It's very, very, what do you call it? Metropolitan? What?
Yeah.
What's that word?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
metropolitan. Yeah. So it's not like, it's not like the countryside or anything. This is the city. So it, yeah, they're always having protests for whatever. But I was never getting involved before. But now I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to get more involved because I plan to stay here for a bit. But I will keep you posted on that part. But yeah, there's so many things I want to cover that we missed because we're both doing stuff and the life that was life in and whatever.
The life that was lifing, that's right.
The life that was lifing. I want to get into better shape and because I'm really out of it, girl.
Stop.
Life is lifing over here. But do you have big plans this weekend or anything?
No, it's actually Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, no big plans this weekend, just trying to recoup and stay in the fitness, stay active somehow.
Cool. You know what? I'm really mad. I did know it was the Super Bowl, but I forgot. But I did know because of this. What's that girl's name?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I am
It's
so
become
mad about this.
about her. Yes.
Do you see how this world is set up?
The two teams, the NFL players that are playing in the Super Bowl are being interviewed by everyone now. And the questions are you afraid of disappointing Taylor Swift or having her letting her down or her being mad at you? I think it was the opposing team that her boyfriend is playing against. And he was like, no, I'll be that guy or something. It's like, how is it about her? Like, and I don't think it's her fault, but and now we're talking about it, so we're just as bad.
I don't understand. Listen. My pop stars were Madonna, who could do anything. Okay, Madonna's doing splits. She's doing the Running Man. She's doing
Right.
things.
In a
Okay.
corset, yeah.
Yeah, hello. What does this girl do? I don't. She just stands there. I
She
don't
beat
understand.
Elvis's records the other few weeks ago.
Was dancing at least.
Look, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
He had charisma. He had style. I see nothing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wish her the best and I want success for women. But please tell me what she's about. Maybe y'all could help me. Please, I don't understand the obsession. I don't get it. Someone needs to tell me about it because I don't understand why we're like this. But we'll wrap that up and we'll talk
Yeah,
about it
we'll
next time.
continue. We
Yeah,
will. It was
for sure.
so good seeing you and chatting with you.
You, I missed you. I really missed you. I'm
I
so
missed
happy.
you, really, truly.
Oh, you made me happy in this
Oh,
gloomy
you
ass
made
day.
me
Look how
happy.
it's so dark here. Oh my God.
Oh.
No. We'll definitely continue next time.
Yes, and thank you all for tuning in for That's Not the Point podcast, and we will catch y'all soon.
Toodles.
Bye.
Great news. You can now follow That's Not the Point on Twitter, X, or whatever it's called now. Plus, drop us a line at notthepointpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.